Thank you, Brother Qasim Jaffri, for that presentation. Please give him another salawat. Although the late Imam did not start being politically active until the age of 42, he put an emphasis on doing work while we are in our youth. He is quoted as saying, "Whatever work you want to do, do it in your youth. In old age, you will only sleep and moan." We hope and expect not only for our youth to work in the cause of Islam, but also for our elders to encourage them in this path. We also want to make the announcement that there is a resource table in the back. Part of the proceeds are going to help the program, and currently they are selling DVDs on the life of the Imam, as well as kifaya and other goodies that you might want. Our next speaker is someone who has become a living legend over the past 2 years at the Muslim Congress Poetry Slam. His poetry, he has since then traveled across the nation alongside with poets Yusuf Trombley and Yahya Naqvi. His poetry brings light to many historical events, as well as touches on issues of social and political movements of both Muslims and non-Muslims. We, alhamdulillah, have the honor of hearing him today. I'd like to introduce, without further ado, Brother Ibrahim Mohseni with a loud salawat.
Assalamu alaikum. I wanted to preface it before on a few points that I thought were very critical, but Brother Qasim's presentation was really excellent, especially the tips of advice he gave. They're so critical to us. Why? Because Imam Khomeini, as much as we love and pray him, or any of our leaders, as much as we love our leaders and we can talk about them, at the end of the day, it's talk. What implementation are we doing in our own lives? That's what we have to ask ourselves. Because being a good human being, that's what we're talking about. That's how we serve our religion. Not by talking, and as brother said, not even by going to protests. Protests are great, but if we're not implementing on a 24/7 basis what we claim to follow, then what are we really doing? We're observant. We'll never be subservient. Islamic heartland is in chains. It surely won't be permanent. A civil servant for the oppressed ones in chains. Brothers and sisters, it's time for peace and justice to reign. From Dearborn to Morocco, we await the Savior and chant the motto, "No East, no West, Islam the best model for society and government. These devils, they want to plunder it. I wonder which path you'll choose. Brothers and sisters, acquire knowledge and never be confused. Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah. Stand tall against foes. We spend nights repenting before the gate of mercy is closed. Do good in this life, cause you reap what you sow. If you do evil, hell will come in columns and rows. Spiritual refinement, one of your goals, because death will never cheat you or any living soul. So strengthen your heart. You don't want it filled with holes. Its brothers are dying. Sisters are crying. My dear friends, we must be rising internally. Brothers are dying. Sisters are crying. My dear friends, we must be rising. I slam like Islam. My poetry is not a song. We uphold knowledge and wisdom and pour the mold for one system. Realize the truth of your religion. Be thankful for what you're given. Recite the holy words that have been written. I want to see Muslim unity in this community. I want to see Muslim unity in this community between Sunni and Shia, between Shia and Shia. From Dearborn to VA, sisters emulating Hazrat the Khadija, brothers standing tall like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Will sustain like Ayatollah Sistani, faith ingrained, not like a commie. Wa alaykum as-salam means and peace be upon you. So true, our greetings too. Let this world learn from the good things we do. I said let the world learn from the good things we do. It's insanity how people are lazy like manatees when Islam is a benefit for all humanity. I said it's insanity how people are lazy like manatees when Islam is a benefit for all humanity. Can it be? We can't see. Happiness is not greed, lust, fantasy. I said, can it be? We can't see. Happiness is not a greed, lust, fantasy. No profanity, what's this Muslim MC? I banish satanic verses like Imam Khomeini. Brothers are dying, sisters are crying. My dear friends, we must be rising from the inside. Brothers are dying, sisters are crying. My dear friends, we must be rising. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to the one creator. Send us the holy savior, Imam Mahdi, come now, not later. We won't waver from the righteous behavior. I hold microphones in my hand because I'm a rhyme sayer, but my fight is internal, external, verbal prayer. Let us unite tonight and spread to every acre. I said, let us unite tonight and spread to every acre. Muslims around the globe, like the equator. If American people start harassing you, say, don't harass me. Because in the United States, there's a city called Tallahassee. You know what that means? Muslims were united with Native Indians. Then a genocide, just like with the Palestinians. But we are too strong. We always persevere. Praying before dawn, standing with no fear. The truth remains clear for over 1,000 years. Peace is on the way with justice and cheers. So open up your eyes and clean out your ears. It's time to come alive and strive with your peers. No more crying out tears. We're reviving what's here. Grab the holy book and learn. The dirty crooks, they'll burn. We belong to Allah, and to Allah we shall return. I'd like to thank the organizers of this event. It's a blessing that we're able to have events like this and to congregate, and I'm very humbled and honored to be here amongst you all. Thank you very much. Echo of Islam, oppression will be gone. You say you can't see it, but just look at the dawn. Arise like a phoenix, the zenith has come. Echo of Islam, this movement has been spawned. I praise Allah, not a woman or a man. I don't intoxicate my body with alcohol or ham. I educate the mind and adhere to the commands sent to Moses, Jesus, and Solomon, the true natives and protectors of the Holy Land. They call us terrorists with a gun in the hand. They call us terrorists with a gun in the hand. Shooting our sacred shrines, then telling us to be kind while they blow up our shrines and kill little children in Chechnya and Palestine. The friendly fire is fatal, like NATO and Sarajevo. They'll crumble in this lifetime for crimes against the faithful. You see, we are the believers who always remain strong. If you don't believe me, there's testaments in the Holy Quran. It's an echo of Islam. Oppression will be gone. You say you can't see it, but just look at the dawn. Arise like a phoenix. The zenith has come. Echo of Islam. This movement has been spawned. I was raised as a Muslim, praying to the east. The nature of my life relates. It's rhymes that I release, no cease from the hell they've unleashed. They need to practice what they preach or accept what we teach, because Islam meets peace as they tear our brothers to pieces. Jesus, peace upon him, said all humans have something in common. Jesus, peace upon him, said all humans have something in common. We don't want war, but these devils keep bombing. The problem around the world is the A-bomb and napalm. Great Satan abused science and made instruments of death. That's why Jumhuri Islami will not yield one step. Great Satan abused science, made instruments of death. That's why Jumhuri Islami will not yield one step. You violated every single civil right in the US Constitution. They brainwash citizens with alcohol and pervert institutions. A revolution, not while you fog your mind. With weed, smoke, and alcohol, a change is something they'll never find. The family structure is ruptured. School systems are flustered. Uncle Scam has a plan to take the money out your hand. Man, why can't they leave the innocent alone? So supporting Zionists and stealing people's home, the golden domes in Iraq are our heaven on earth. Every day is a struggle because Allah comes first. I said the golden domes in Iraq are our heaven on earth. Every day is a struggle because Allah comes first. Thank you, brothers and sisters. One thing I would like to—I don't really consider myself a poet, and I'm sure you all don't either. But one thing I wanted to just mention, actually, there's a great deal of Arabic poetry, Urdu poetry, Farsi poetry, and I wanted to clarify this. I'm sure you guys are aware about it. A lot of people are not, and they get uncomfortable when you talk about it. And in the poetry, they talk about this word that's translated in English as my beloved. Now, I'm sure, show of hands, how many people have ever heard of someone called Rumi? Show of hands. Everyone has. Don't pretend like you haven't. Rumi's poetry is all in Farsi, and he always talks about my beloved, my beloved, my beloved. What is he referring to? I've seen CDs that you can go buy at Best Buy, and it's like a love CD. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about his attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why do I bring this up? I bring this up again because of the points Brother Qasim mentioned so wonderfully. The spiritual aspects, we must emerge ourselves into Islam in our religion by practicing the principles. Because if we don't, well then it just becomes just a bunch of routine. And what's, do you want to live a life of routine? Or do you want to submerge yourself into a meaning? And the meaning of this life is submission to Allah. And that's where beauty and happiness comes from. And that's the life that Imam Khomeini lived. I want to share two lines of poetry, from Imam Khomeini. He says, من به حال لبت دوست گرفتار شدم چشمم بیمار تو را دیدم و بیمار شدم. That was horrible Farsi, but now the English. Oh my beloved, after witnessing your infinite beauty, I became entangled. Seeing the manifestation of your glory, I became saturated with joy and ecstasy. Now, a simple mind, maybe even myself, is thinking, oh, is he in love with someone? He's talking about his wife or something? No, he's not. He's talking about his connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's through this connection with Allah, brother mentioned it was at age 42 when he became active. 42 years of refinement, brothers and sisters. Spiritual awakening does not come overnight. A lot of times some of us are just like, I want to be spiritual. There's no magic spiritual pill. As the brother said, it takes practical steps of doing what is wajib, our prayer, our fasting, and being consistent. 42 years before Imam Khomeini made himself visible as a force. But it's through this deep attachment with Allah that he was able to have be steadfast against the hardships, steadfast and patient to lead this revolution. There's so many books about Imam Khomeini, and what you will find from his closest friends, what they will tell you is that he rarely wrote down his quote-unquote plans. How is that possible? Someone leading a revolution, he's not sitting up at night saying, okay, we're going to do it. But look how it happened. It happened so calculated. How did it happen that way? Because his connection with Allah. That's how it happened. That's really how it happened. I'm not trying to be superstitious or over-religious, but his arrival would surely fulfill all my wishes, all my convictions, all my intentions, all my kisses at the gates of Jam Karon. But why is it that I feel as though I stand alone? I await his command, yet every day postponed. His appearance date unknown. Mental minds bemoan the eventual time he roams. Will torment the spine and bones for the crimes they own. But why can't a simple sign be shown? His shrine my home, a moon shine on his dome. Truth finds true tone with this dua. Allahumma kun la waliyaka al-hajjat ibn al-Hassan. Imagine a moment so grand, justice in every land. Yet the devil is still whispering, why believe in that, you silly human? Occultation is nothing but a hallucination. But forget old Shaitan, we're gonna prove who's patient. Yes, me, the same one, always acting in the worst way. I'm improving my actions, I'll never miss another Thursday night. I look forward to recite Dua Kumail, my skin turns blue pale. I realize I'm the wrecked one who needs to invest some time to maintain my soul on the straight trail. Now I see the signs real clear in everyday detail, from the snail to the hail to the females wearing the veil. It's like my soul is breaking out of jail. And the shaitan still whispering, you're surely gonna fail. Well, I've crushed my ego and I've sent my sins to hell. I'm doing well and I know I will prevail, like Prophet Yunus leaving the belly of the well. The truest and praising Allah to my heart's avail. Now I see the signs real clear in everyday detail. Even in my email, the story of occultation is surely no tall tale. People asking me, how can you believe in something you can't see? I know you've thought about that and you're doubting. How can you believe in something you can't see? I said, hold your breath, everybody. Now tell me if you believe in something you can't see. Oxygen, they say, comes from the trees. Tell me, do you believe in something you can't see? Do you believe in the number infinity? I'm an electrical engineer. We have this thing called infinity. Without it, electronics makes no sense. Electricity makes no sense without this number infinity. I asked every one of my professors, what does this mean? I don't know, but without it, there's no order. Tell me, do you believe in something you can't see? Show me this number infinity. Show me this devil that whispers to humanity. We all believe in a devil that we can't see, and he whispers to us. But you doubt about an imam hidden. So many people doubt about this imam hidden. The holy prophet's kin, who are they kidding? I guess ignoring authentic hadith gives them hope. Nope, that's simply pathetic and weak. I said it now, seek prophecy wrapped in mystique. Even the sky, you will hear a loud shriek. Then every girl and guy will hear him speak. If you kill Allah, this is the day you'll meet your defeat. But don't ask why, is he not here now to make time sweet? Don't ask why, is our imam not here now to make time sweet? Because the moment you die is when the signs are complete. I said the moment we die is when all the signs are complete. So live every single day like it's the day before you and him meet. Salawat. Thank you. This next piece is a dedication to all our ulama. Leadership is so crucial. Leadership is pivotal. And in Islam, you have different schools of thought, but alhamdulillah, our school of thought, Ithna Ash'ari, is without a doubt is the authentic school of thought, whether we submit to it or not. And one good way we can look at it is our leadership. Our ulama are trained scholars. They don't just speak a couple words of Arabic and just say, hey, I'm a sheikh. But in a lot of cities, Dearborn, I'm sure you have plenty of these, what I call milkshakes, these fake sheikhs, everywhere. In our school of thought, no, you have to have credentials. And brothers and sisters, we can't emphasize the respect we need to give to our ulama. And we need to take advantage of them the right way. What's the right way? Not asking silly questions. Go to them with real issues. Young people, we should tell our children to go to them and ask them real questions. Why? It's building a cognition from an authentic, credible source. We really need to respect our leaders and show ourselves that respect by respecting them. They say real martyrs don't die, they multiply. From the battlefield of Karbala, the principles we apply. The holy month of Muharram, we beat our chest and cry. Cause the leader of paradise stood alone with no water supply. The leader of paradise stood alone with no water supply. Protecting the holy sunnah against the most evil guy. That's why today we defy every arrogant power who make it apparent they only seek to defy. I say that's why today we defy every arrogant power who seek to apply a robotic system to try and make us hypnotic victims, to close your eyes and listen to a maniac mission. Of course we'll never abide. We plug into this matrix simply just to leave the whole mainframe fried. Our apex is an arrangement around our dear God. So for them it should be blatant. No matter how many they kill, we'll never subside because death is our pride. No matter how many innocent people killed, we'll never subside because death is our pride. It keeps us alive. Deep inside our hearts resides a love, and his blood will never dry. I said, deep inside our hearts resides a love, and his blood will never dry. Say labayka ya Hussein. Say labayka ya Hussein. Loud. Say labayka ya Hussein. You hear that? It means kiss world domination goodbye. You may be a superpower, still a pebble to the Most High. Serving the devil, Zionism, the number one ally. They tap our phones, in our centers they plant spies. They tap my phone, in my house they plant spies. But the soul insignificant, not like one, but two dead blind. You think killing our leaders will weaken our faith? You create 10 million believers for every one you take. They think killing our leaders will weaken our faith. They create 10 million believers for every one they take. Plus the spirit's awake, every martyr's awake, Allah alive, teaching us to sacrifice for Allah's sake. My dear friends, take a stride forward against this bold world filled with more war. The enemy's army is on our border. 1979, we established Islamic order. Therefore, they assassinate our scholars and building corridors. Keep the dirty dollars, you whore supporters. You're doomed to hell, but Allah is the judge. Their hands are covered in blood. In our lands, they hover in planes full of bombs. With our names, they drop pain on the young titan. His pop's brain, they shot a hot bullet that shocked an entire generation that have never forgot. Your demonic reign you brought, we see beyond it on a plane where our heroes have fought. Imam Hussein is so near. Freedom fighters see him a lot. Imam Hussein is so near. Freedom fighters see him a lot. Because martyrdom is how we maintain against the evil plot. Because the righteous people they slain have a heartbeat you can never stop. Because the righteous people they kill have a heartbeat they can never stop. Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein! That's critical for us, following Imam Hussein. Why? We all know that whatever your political background is, you know, we all know. And even the people who want to deny the imamate of our leaders, they know inside those fake sheikhs I was telling you about, these psycho people, they know in their heart the truth of the Ahlul Bayt. They know in their heart the truth of our imams. They may not say it, but that's cool. And here they know the truth. And when our imam appears, inshallah, very soon, everything will be evident. But the only way that's going to happen, brothers and sisters, is we follow consistency, as Brother Qasim pointed out. Just going to do two more pieces. Are we okay? Two more pieces, okay? Okay. Is it okay? One more piece? Okay. Well, I was going to do another very dynamic poem, but I'm going to do something a little lighter. I hope you guys don't mind. A lot of times, one problem that we have here in our communities is shallowness. People give you a shallow salam, insincerity. Kindness and sincerity is pivotal to our religion, brothers and sisters, and we need to reflect on this very deeply. I apologize. I'm really not usually this disorganized. Salawat to Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Usually I'm not. All right. Sometimes as people you least expect that impact you, take a sec, sit and reflect. An old man ignored by the world with the wisest words. Life is all you make it, all life created sacred. Never look down on anyone unless your hand is reaching to save them, pulling them up from a position low and degraded. Follow example of Prophet Muhammad, King David. Peace removes hatred. Jesus of Nazareth said, kindness removes blindness, slyness and backwardness. It's slanderous how we chase after this life so glamorous, deadly and cancerous, forgetting the essence in human nature. True blessings are the fruits of your labor. Some of us waver in between, low self-esteem and a dream. We lack motivation to do anything. Most of us waver in between, low self-esteem and a dream. We lack motivation to do anything. Well, I've been there. I know how it is. Sometimes the biggest support is simple kindness. A glimpse of life, we sit and observe. No need for conversation, just hear these words. How precious is time, moving on by. No matter your color or any other way you're defined, we're all sisters and brothers, one mankind, struggling through our days, just hoping to find happiness and ease through the daily grind. So the least we can do is smile and be kind. Imam Ali said, always give peace to people, even if they don't listen. Imam Hassan said, always give peace to people, even if they don't listen. Imam Hussein said, always give peace to people, even if they don't listen. Because kindness is timeless, it's also half of wisdom. The other half, keep your personality cool, calm, collect soul in a mission. That's how we roll from birth till we hit earth in transition. We should smile every day, laugh and pray. I bet you'll feel better in more than one way. You see, nature speaks in a language none of us will ever forget. Nature speaks in a language we'll never forget. The moon rising up before the sun can set. If you listen close, you can see a silent secret, but most of us prefer a noisy world. We lack patience to believe it. Every day we breathe, reach, seek, and you'll strive. Stay close to sounds like the Quran that make you glad you're alive. You see in the oxygen, in the wind, things you can't see. The birds and bees, things motivize. A heart at ease is the best physical fitness. A heart at ease, the best physical fitness that gives you no worries in life from start to finish. So just give a smile and a hum, Allah will be your witness. This is a glimpse of life, we sit and observe. No need for conversation, just hear these words. How precious is time, moving on by, no matter your color or any other way you're defined. We're all sisters and brothers, one mankind, struggling through our days, just hoping to find happiness and ease through this daily grind. So the least we can do is smile and be kind. Thank you, salawat.